As far as the allotment which he has had for his subsistence in Vienna is concerned, it does indeed amount to only 500 florins. But in addition to this 500 florins, his salary here of 400 florins has been paid continuously to him. He received 900 florins for the year. I cannot therefore very well see why he is as much in arrears in his finances as you say. I am wondering, therefore, whether he had not better come back here in order to resume his work, for I very much doubt that he's made any important progress in composition during his present stay, and I fear that, as in the case of his first journey to Vienna, he will bring back nothing but debts. End of letter. Well, Haydn was mortified. Beethoven had borrowed money from him, had lied to him about his income, and had been less than forthcoming as to when he'd actually written the music Haydn had forwarded to the Elector. Now, please, in Beethoven's defense, I must point out that all of the music Haydn sent back to Bonn had been substantially rewritten by Beethoven since his arrival in Vienna, something the folks in Bonn either failed to notice or felt unworthy of mention. As we all know, Beethoven did not return to Bonn. His fortunes were developing thanks to his piano playing, and although he did end his lessons with Haydn abruptly, Beethoven did manage eventually to obtain Haydn's pardon for this rather sordid affair. Beethoven went on to study with Johann Albrechtsberger and Antonio Salieri. Yes, that same Salieri. He seems to be everywhere at once in musical Vienna, with very limited success as well. According to Beethoven's friend and student, Ferdinand Ries, quote, Haydn had wished Beethoven to put pupil of Haydn on the title page of his first work. Beethoven did not want to do this because he had, as he said, taken some lessons with Haydn, but had never learned anything. Beethoven also studied counterpoint with Albrechtsberger and dramatic music with Salieri. I knew them well. They thought highly of Beethoven, but they were of one mind regarding his learning. Each one of them said that Beethoven was always so stubborn and self-willed that he had to learn from his own bitter experience what he had never been willing to accept in the course of his lessons. Albrechtsberger and Salieri were of this opinion. The rules meant nothing to Beethoven, unquote. Indeed, when we return, Beethoven, the composer, comes of age. Thank you.